Welcoming to KRDO's Afternoon News Studio, Mr. Sam Postich for Weather Wednesday. Hello, Sam.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here. It's a pretty busy Thanksgiving forecast in the weather world.
Indeed. So. As I understand it, we may be in for another small blast of winter.
Yeah, thankfully nothing even close to what we had to deal with on Monday morning. That was just a headache for many of us. I was actually up in Monument on Monday morning doing live reports out there, and we were seeing about 16 to 19 inches up near the Palmer Lake area in Highway 105. It was a nightmare.
My sister-in-law lives in Black Forest, and her measurement was 22 inches.
Oof.
And her oldest daughter, who lives in Monument near Baptist Road, measured on their back porch 21 inches.
Yeah, it was so, quite a doozy. I think I was only forecasting about 10 to 12 for Monday morning, so that storm definitely produced more than many forecasters anticipated.
Yeah, and it's been fun seeing everybody's pictures on Facebook of all their backyards and everything covered up. And fun, yes, but and surprisingly, it's kind of sidebarring to Tuesday night, the commute was pretty tame.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting. Our friend Joel Navarro, who does the traffic for us most of the time, did one of the traffic updates, and he said, "Ted, I got nothing. I got absolutely nothing."
That's not a bad thing.
No, we had a good laugh over it, but you have to give Springs drivers credit because they're assuming the right things. That if it's been as cold and it's rocketing its way down last evening like it was to single and double digits, in the teens and single digits, a lot of people stayed off the road.
Yeah, and also just speaking with a bunch of people up in Monument on Monday, they were like, this is just Colorado. Yeah, it's fine. They weren't worried about it. A little bit of snow, no worries.
Exactly. Now, Sam, before we came on the air, you said you wanted to do something a little special for this particular Weather Wednesday.
Yeah, exactly. I wanted to give you a pretty in-depth Thanksgiving forecast for the entire country because it is one of the holidays that is everybody finds themselves on the roadways and traveling around. And I hear this one, Ted, about 470 flights on Monday were canceled out of DIA.
Wow.
So it was a headache and a half for people flying around. And thankfully, we have actually calmed down in the weather world over the last couple of days. There were only 111 U.S. flights canceled today, and there were only a few out of Denver that were canceled. And I'd have to say that only a couple were due to weather. I don't think the weather was that bad at all today. But the biggest problem over the next, I'd say, 3 or 4 days for your Thanksgiving forecast is the low pressure located off of California right now. And it'll actually be traveling eastward through your Thanksgiving and your Friday forecast. And it will be specifically Friday when some of that weather does actually make its way into Colorado and Colorado Springs area. Thankfully, all of the heavy snowfall will be up in the mountains. So your flights shouldn't be affected quite as much for Thanksgiving and also for Friday, Saturday, and your Sunday. Could be seeing a little bit of rain across I-25, but I think Colorado residents will actually be doing just fine with traveling. It's once you get out of Colorado for Thursday and also your Friday, that's when things get a little dicey, especially off into Nebraska and Illinois, Iowa. If you're traveling I-80 for Friday, which I know many people are, you could be seeing upwards of 12 inches of snow in Salt Lake City. That'll be the place that gets the heaviest snowfall for your Thursday night into your Friday. I-25 will be seeing rain showers off into Nebraska, Iowa, also Illinois area, but it's not necessarily the rain that'll be the biggest problem on I-80 Friday. Wind gusts up over 40 to 45 miles an hour, so truck drivers, some of those light, high-profile vehicles could be impacted from those wind speeds. And your Friday forecast, Colorado Springs, a little bit of rain, a little bit of snow, nothing too bad. It's if you're traveling to Nebraska and off into the Midwest, that's when you'll hit some of the worst road conditions. So you got to plan ahead there.
Midwest tends to get a little dicey at times.
Yeah.
It's an interesting place. And, you think of it as flat, but flat means wind, means blowing snow. It means big blizzards and things like that can move in there and just hang out.
Yeah.
You hear about lake effect a lot.
Oh, exactly. I mean, I'm from Northwest Ohio. We don't necessarily see the lake effect in the Toledo area where I'm from, but I have family off in Avon Lake near Cleveland, and they can get a couple of those lake effect snow bands over a few hours. And you'll look out your window and there'll be a foot of snow out there. And then you drive a couple miles south, nothing. So lake effect will also be an issue for Western New Yorkers for the low pressure that's actually hitting the Midwest Great Lakes area tonight, with some rain and snow. And most of the travel issues this evening are actually just for Wisconsin, also northern half of Illinois, and then through into even Maine. I think Maine's about to get a foot of snow through Friday afternoon. So it really does depend where you're going, but you got to make sure to check all those weather and travel conditions before you head out for this Thanksgiving.
So, Sam, you'd say the rule of the day is if you're heading in the northern half of the country and towards the east, you want to just be extra patient and extra cautious.
Yeah, if you're hitting up I-80, Salt Lake City getting a lot of snow this weekend, and then I-80 in Nebraska, a lot of rain and a lot of wind, and then also Colorado, we're actually getting dodged by the worst of it. Most of the snow staying up into the mountains. I-25 should be just fine through even into the weekend.
Sam Postich, KRDO News Channel 13 meteorologist. Yeah. What a treat to have you here, man.
Yeah,
Thank you for another great Weather Wednesday.
Appreciate it.